Season Old Fort at 11-3 on the campaign. And sports Matt Common with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI. Online through WBVI.com. About 7 or so minutes away from opening serve here at Calvert High School. And Matt, looking at the tail of the tape between these two teams, they played a little less than a month ago down the road at Old Fort's place. Calvert won that one in straight sets. But aside from that, and this has been very good Old Fort Stockader team. You look at some of their wins. They've taken down Lakota a couple times. They've handled business in most cases inside of the SBC River. Aside from the times they have played Newrigal, Newrigal has given them two of their three losses on the season. Matt, what are you looking forward to seeing here tonight?
Well, more of what you just said, that stability. They've given teams a run for their money. They've been a very competitive team throughout the year. This is, I mean, no mistake here. This Old Fort team is very talented, ranked number 16 in the state in Division IV in their own right. So this is a team that you really want to pay attention to. It should be a tough match for Calvert, you know, until the opening serve. And then I'd imagine things are probably going to go off the rails pretty quick for Old Fort, because Calvert just has that ability with every team they compete against to just so take them past their comfort zone and breaking point within a match that it makes it really hard to keep up with them. And you also have what I would argue is the best home court advantage in the region with Calvert's gym tonight. Once again, low ceilings. We talk about that a lot. You get some of these bigger arenas where the girls can really dig the ball out pretty intensely. It gets really good air. You do that tonight, it's going to hit the lights, going to hit the rafters. That's such an advantage for Calvert. And again, I think it'll be an evenly matched game. I think it'll be close, very similar to what we saw, you know, in our last match that we covered, where it was a little bit of a good back and forth between Calvert and Newrigal. But I think this Calvert team just
that third set, Newrigal was ahead.
That was a good majority of it. That was a good third set. It was a great back and forth, and it certainly tested Calvert in ways they haven't really been tested so far this season, even with their one loss. But yeah, I expect a lot more of the same. I think it's a very high potential of a straight set win again for Calvert tonight. But if there is a team in this SBC besides Newrigal that conceivably can take Calvert to the limit, it's going to be this Old Fort team. They definitely have the right stuff to make that happen.
And you look at things on the Old Fort side of things. If they are going to pull off an upset here tonight, they are going to be led by a couple of their seniors, Grace Wasserman and Chloe Wilkinson. Wasserman leads the team in kills, 242. Wilkinson with 156. And I know it's also a byproduct of the fact that Calvert does spread it around as much as they do, but both of those numbers are higher than anyone independently on the Calvert side.
Well, it is higher than anyone independently with Calvert, but you just hit the nail on the head. Calvert, it's choose your method of execution. Do you want to be Emma White with the Emma White special? Do you want to be Hannah Miller with a strong attack? Carolyn Lanacek right at the net? Do you want to be Cameron Shook going cross court? It's the difference between most teams and Calvert. Calvert gets to choose which way to counter you. Most teams, Old Fort, no exception with the stat line that you have here, you really got to rely on one or two people to make the difference, whereas Calvert, you can make a compelling argument that, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 players on the roster for varsity, at least based on the little sheet that we got here that you provide, they're at minimum 12 people deep, and you could even say they are 13 deep because their last person on their roster, Kelsey Shiley, the 5'5 senior, she's got 7 kills in playing only 10 sets. So she's a very efficient player in her own right. It's that Calvert can just distribute and spread it out so well that, yes, numbers like that for Old Fort, very, very impressive. But make no mistake about it, Emma White's going to win SBC Player of the Year again this year, if it's not Hannah Miller or Carolyn Lanacek the way they've been playing. And Calvert is going to be able to have somebody just take over at any point. And that's really what makes Calvert so dangerous and so special to watch this year.
And not only are they led by a lot of good players on the volleyball court, as we have known from these last four-plus years, is out of the Calvert homecoming court, there were six couples on the homecoming court. Four volleyball players are on that court. Emma White, Kate Rombeck, A.J. Heminger, and Kate Laney, all possible homecoming queens.
Well, there you go. Who's your money on? If you had to guess.
I don't have any insider knowledge. I would guess Emma White, but that's just because it feels like Emma White wins every award, so that might be why.
Not going to lie, kind of leaning towards Emma. I could see Heminger coming away with it, too, like a surprise win for A.J. Heminger. I think she could pull it off as well. All of them very worthy candidates for homecoming queen, we might add, on that one.
And a couple of the possible king candidates, a couple of guys we've gotten to know over the last few years as well, Garrett Spahn and Hunter Yankel.
Good candidates. Especially Garrett Spahn. You know, fine future Heidelberg student prince, if I do say so myself.
Almost like I set you up for a perfect reference.
It's just
almost as if I did just that.
An outstanding future representative of Heidelberg University. Go Berg, B-E-R-G. But anyway.
Do you really have to spell it?
That's one of the chants that they do in Heidelberg. B-E-R-G,
okay, cool.
B-E-R-G. It's not original. I mean, it's basically just O-H-I-O, but we've replaced the letters. If you can make it a four-letter thing, it just works, okay?
Fair enough.
I've heard other people chant other things to me that are far more inappropriate on that one that fit the four-word thing. But big thing to keep in mind tonight for tonight's match. You just mentioned Emma White a little bit ago for homecoming queen. She is actually only 7 assists away from 2,600 assists in her career. Why is that a big deal? In the state of Ohio, the history of volleyball, at least according to everything I've been able to dig up, and from what I saw in different tweets and had like confirmed by like beat reporter tweets as well about this game, there's only been 29 girls in the history of the state that have gotten to 2,600 assists. And frankly, knowing how talented Emma White is, she should get that before they hit 12 points in this first set. I mean, she's so good at it.
With that, we'll step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have our first serve here from Tiffin Calvert High School on your home for Tiffin Calvert Volleyball Classic. It's 96.7 WBBI.
Welcome to Big B Coffee, your home away from home that picks you up and leaves you in a better mood than when you arrived. No matter who you are, we know we'll have a drink for you and her and him. You see, here at Big B, we can customize our drinks for each person, dairy or no dairy, coffee or no coffee. We've got you covered, hot, iced, or frozen. Big B Coffee is one of a kind, just like you.
With locations on Tiffin Avenue and Trenton Avenue in Findlay to serve you.
Think you can't qualify for a car loan because of your
Seneca Millwork
past
is now hiring.
Divorce,
they have first and third shift general labor positions
offs.
Available
well,
with a starting
again,
pay of $17.
Turn the corner
an hour.
To Warner. Warner Buick GMC can help you find the money you need for a car. Call 419-423-7161. That's 419-423-7161 or apply online at warnerbuickgmc.com. Let Warner help you get a car today. For price, selection, and service, Warner won't be beat.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local, independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit or call Financial Design in New Regal at 419-595-2652.
Schaefer's has been committed to providing superior products to farmers since 1839. In everything they do, their goal is simple: to give customers exceptional products that provide superior results they can depend on every time. This philosophy holds true in their line of Schaefer's crop enhancement products. Each and every Schaefer's product has been field-tested and shown to provide significant benefits to the farmer. Give Gary Borowitz a call today at 419-262-8798 and put Schaefer crop enhancements to work for you.
Frickin' football is here. Frickers has the games on all the screens and you score with savings. Enjoy your favorite ice-cold domestic draft personal pitchers for only $6.50. A 48-ounce personal pitcher for only $6.50. And enjoy a plate of your favorite frickin' nachos for just $7. Take your frickin' pick. Frickin' chicken nachos, Mississippi barbecue nachos, or Nacho Supreme, only $7. This season, don't just be a football fan, be a
Nacho Nacho fan.
At the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Why do you need the highest quality automotive parts like Crown batteries, Castrol lubricants, ANCO wiper blades, and Wagner sealed beams and bulbs? Because when you really need your vehicle, you can rely on these quality parts to get you through. Since 1945, Ohio Automotive Supply Company has been the place to turn for the best automotive parts and personal service. Stop in today at Ohio Automotive Supply Company, 525 West Main Cross Street in Findlay.
Tiffin Calvert High School, site of today's action in high school volleyball. The Tiffin Calvert Senecas hosting the Old Fort Stockaders, an SBC River matchup here today. Lance Morris, Matt Common with you again on Classic at 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. And before we get to the action here tonight, worth mentioning, since they are one of our sponsors, that a couple of the guys from Grit have just walked through the building. And Matt, you are actually familiar with them more so than you know.
It Am is. I?
So two of them are Fasonis. Braxton,
really?
And Kale. I think, is it Kale? Is Kale or Khalil is the other one?
Kale Fasoni.
Yeah, so there are a couple of the guys, personal trainers over at Grit.
You're right, yeah, I do. Okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, good on them. Getting a business started like that, being able to take things on for themselves, that's awesome. I'm always glad to hear when people are doing well like that and trying to, you know, branch out and make their own thing. So, hey, we're more than happy to have them as part of our sponsors with this volleyball season throughout the year. I mean, hats off. That's great for them.
The team's currently out and being introduced on the floor here today. And everybody is actually going to be getting some, well, not everybody, a couple lucky fans are going to get some of these shirts that the volleyball team personally gave us.
I was about to say, and two very happy broadcasters got our shirts too today. These things are great. These are awesome shirts. I mean, hats off to them. That's a very cool thing that they did for us. And I mean, we just appreciate the Calvert fan base and the staff and administrators here so much.
If they hadn't welcomed us in with such open arms, you never know.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
but when you have a community that is as strong as the Calvert community is, and they welcome you in, here we are.
Well, you know, I can tell you honestly. I mean, I've been doing games out here for 11 years, and I really cut my teeth on WFOB.com doing Calvert and Cary and Hopewell Loudoun games. So, I mean, following Calvert, I've been doing that for years, and I can tell you from the very beginning, like my first time broadcasting Calvert to today, just some of the warmest, nicest people you could possibly work with. Like, anytime you tell me, like, when we have something on the schedule and it says Calvert, it just makes me happy because they're just a great group of people to spend time with, to work with, and to promote. This is a good school. This is a great program that they're very easy to promote because they treat people, broadcasting teams and crews and anyone who comes in with a lot of respect. The fans are very respectful most of the time. I say most of the time because, you know, sometimes there's ugly losses in there too. But even with that, they still do it with a level of respect you don't see too often. So, yeah, I mean, you want to talk about a very embracing, welcoming community. Calvert High School community is where it's at.
Calvert will be wearing their white uniforms here today. A.J. Heminger will be the one wearing the blue jersey as the libero for Calvert, while Old Fort will be in their away yellow uniforms. And their libero number two, Brianna Herrig, is the one wearing the brown jersey for Old Fort.
I'll be curious to see how this one starts off. Like, I really would be surprised if we don't see Calvert start off hot in this match. I mean, this is... he's starting to get ramped up towards postseason play. Would be really shocked to see him not come out here firing early.
Emma White, first server here today for Calvert, and an accidental free ball. Cameron Shook sends it back to the other side. Calvert takes the 1-0 lead.
I like, now would that count as an assist?
No.
No.
That would not.
I'm just playing. We are keeping track of Emma White's assist, so we can't officially announce it when it happens.
White continuing to serve for Calvert. They set it up on the backside, blocked at the net, back over to Oldfort, deflected off of them and out of play. Two straight points for Calvert to start this off.
You know, it is worth mentioning that the JV game was a bit of a runaway situation as well.
It very much was 25-6 and then a much more competitive 25-18 in set two. White continuing to serve for Calvert. They set it up back over now to Calvert. Heminger digs it up. White sending it up near side for Rombach. That one's dug out that time by Herrig for Oldfort. Dug out by Heminger. Almost over. Joust at the net. Ends up falling on the Oldfort side for the Calvert point. They lead 3-0 here in set one.
Oh, they're just rolling right now. They're doing it without even Emma White doing much of anything besides serving at this point. This Calvert team just demonstrating their depth right now.
Emma White continuing to serve for Tiffin Calvert. Dug up by Oldfort. Almost out of play. And then we're looking up. Actually hitting awkwardly off of the top ceiling area. And nonetheless, that's going to go as a Calvert point. They weren't going to get to it after three hits anyway, despite the fact I think the ref accidentally called it dead sooner than he was supposed to.
Yeah, they did call it dead way sooner than they should have, but they weren't going to be able to dig that out successfully.
Calvert continuing to serve from Emma White. Tapped over Rombach first to touch it for Calvert. White setting up backside for Miller. They're going to say that's just too strong on the back corner, so that'll be the first point for Oldfort, as it appears they made it a redo on the point, so Calvert does not take an extra lead.
Yeah, they did make it a redo.
And the serve that time from Oldfort a little too long. That'll go down as an error. 4-1, Calvert leads in set one.
And now they got it back to the score. Probably should have been.
Anna Miller now back to serve for Calvert. Mar Mangiola checking out for the Senecas. They set it up on the near side for Stover. Heminger first to hit it. Rombach ends up getting it over. Diving save. Accidental free ball slammed back down by Shook. Oldfort able to defend it. Blocked at the net again that time by Shook. They send it back over. White first to hit it for Calvert. Opposite side attack for Rombach, but just can't quite get it over with the opposite hand attack. I'm going to go down as an old 4-point score now 4-2.
You know, Kate Rombach, she's a very talented player, very accomplished. One of the things that you see a little bit here and there, when she's at the net, she just misses the angle every now and then.
America digs that one up after the old 4 serve. Shook sends it over. And unable to get over on the attack, Maddie Nusselhoff for Oldfort. That'll go down as a Calvert point. Now 5-2 your score.
And bring in the heavy hitter unit here of Olivia Miller and Carolyn Lanacek checking it. Gotta mention again for Olivia Miller how impressive it's been to see her really become a rotation player with this varsity squad.
Olivia Miller now serving for Calvert. Near side attack. Block at the net. Nusselhoff can't get it over once again. That'll cause a quick timeout to be taken on the Oldfort side. 6-2 your score here in set one. We'll step aside for a quick timeout as well on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
Are you thinking about new flooring for your home? Snyder's Floor Covering Outlet in Bettsville is here for you. You can either come to our store or they can bring the samples to you with many new carpet and vinyl styles and colors in stock. Snyder's also offers 12-month financing and no charge measuring and estimates. Call today, 986-5599. That's 986-5599. Stop in and see our newly renovated showroom. Thank you for continuing to support Snyder's Floor Covering. Snyder's Floor Covering. No job too big or too small. Snyder's does it all.
Need new tires or tire service? Then Wilson Tire Company has you covered. Offering 15 brands of tires and providing 24-hour roadside assistance, Wilson Tire Company can get the job done. In business for over half a century, Wilson Tire Company has three convenient locations: Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Wilson Tire Company offers mobile services, especially for commercial and farm applications. Check them out on the web for contact information or simply set an appointment from the comfort of your couch. Wilson Tire Company, a trusted partner for all your tire needs.
Score now 7-2 in favor of Calvert. They were able to get another point on the board following that timeout. That was not quite a full minute timeout that time here early going. 7-2 your score. Calvert leading Oldfort. Calvert volleyball in Classic. It's 96-7. They set it up down the middle. Wasserman able to send it over for Oldfort. Miller, and now Lanacek sent it up on the assist that time from White. First assist of the night for the senior.
That's one. That's number one for Emma White. She needs six more to break 2,600.
Olivia Miller continuing to serve for Calvert. Took out that time by Miller. Sent it over, back over from Old Fort. Set up for Rondak backside, deflected out of play. And that will be another Calvert point. They now lead 9-2 here in set number one.
And there we go. Very much a runaway. Sorry, I stole your pen because my pen died halfway through trying to mark it down for the assist for Emma White.
Naturally, as Olivia Miller continuing to serve for Calvert, then first to touch it. White sets it up down the middle. Lanacek has to end up sending it over for the free ball. Locked up the net by Lanacek and around back that time for another Calvert point. They now lead 10-2.
It's just amazing with this team. Thank you for the pen at this point.
You're going to need it more than me for right now.
Good possibility, but with this Calvert team, just how deep they are in terms of age as well.
Olivia Miller keeps serving it up for Calvert. Locked at the net that time again by Lanacek. There's two straight blocks for the sophomore. Calvert extends the lead now 11-2. So the timeout not seeming to get anything going for Old Fork because they have not been able to stop Miller back there serving.
No, they haven't. She's just been rolling right now.
And that time just a tad too strong on the opposite side. So that one will go out of play for the Old Fork point. Now Miller will check out of the game, as will Shook. Heminger now back in as well for Calvert. Kate Laney checks in for the Senecas. White setting it up for Lanacek. Assist number two for White as Calvert extends their lead now 12-3.
Nope. And then there were five. Five away at this point. She's at 25-95 for her career, which can just absolutely remarkable.
Kate Rombach now serving for Calvert. Set up down the middle for Wasserman, deflected and then served up by Heminger. Lanacek sends it over, dug out again by Old Fort. They send it back over. Diving save from Laney. Lanacek sends it back over to Old Fort. Diving save again from Calvert. Heminger now sets it up. Laney sends it over. Old Fort digs it out. Lock at the net, falling on the Old Fort side, and that will in fact be another Calvert point as they will extend their lead here in set number one.
Actually, I think there's a little bit of miscommunication as to who gets the point here.
Now I think they might be changing it.
I was saying they initially signaled Calvert.
I don't know really what they should need the linesman to do.
I think they're looking for him to identify whether or not an Old Fort player made contact with it before it hit the like pole thing that comes up and to note out of bounds.
And worth noting, we actually have official Lions people here for this one, as opposed to a fan or coach or somebody else that's just volunteering to help as a Lions person today.
Correct. We are getting official, as we'll see what happens here as they're addressing the Old Fort coach, Aaron Reed. As still no indication yet.
And I could hear her say from that one, nobody on our side touched it. It fell out of bounds on the Old Fort side.
Yes.
In that instance, it would be an Old Fort point.
It would be an Old Fort point, but they can't really. And here's the real problem that you run into is that it was such a scrum right by the net. You can't definitively state whether or not, as I think now they finally give the point. So it is 12-4. So they did give the point to Old Fort on that one finally. That was a very confusing set for a moment there.
Yes, it very much was, but now ready to go after the discussion. I would say quick, but it was definitely not quick. It took a few minutes. So now it will be Old Fort serving. It'll be Jaslyn Woodall to serve for the Stockaders, and set up on the opposite side will be Carolina Lanacek to slam that one down for another Calvert point. They lead by nine.
And who gave the assist on that one?
Going to take a wild guess and say it was Emma White.
It was Emma White, so that makes it three. So I was a little off on my prediction. I said by 12 points she would have had her seven assists already, but she's getting close.
Mara Mangiola now serving for Calvert. Awkward dig for Old Fort. They'll send it over. Another awkward serve. White sets it up for Lanacek. Deflected and then falling down on the Old Fort side for another Calvert point on second straight kill from Lanacek. And another assist from White. That'll be assist number four for the senior. And that will cause another timeout to be taken by Old Fort. 14-4 is your score here in set number one. But a good time to remind you, following this current timeout that our first set today brought to you by Bascom Communications. Bascom Communications, your local link to the world online at bascomtelephone.com.
And would also like to thank our other partners and sponsors that bring you this match and every Tiffin Cowher volleyball match: Wilson Tire, Grit, MJ Braun Construction, Premier Bank, Blanchard Valley Health System, Roto-Rooter, Financial Design Insurance Agency, Schaefer's, Snyder's Floor Covering, Campus Poly Eyes, because I heard the commercial the other night, Cooper Service, Warner Automotive, Frickers, Ohio Automotive, Northwestern Water and Sewer District, Seneca Millwork, and the Ropey Corporation. Follow-up question, Lance: when are you going to take me to Campus Poly Eyes? Or at least to get takeout from Campus Poly Eyes.
I guess our next opportunity, whenever that will be. I don't know, especially because I'm about to be moving out of the city of Findlay. So
yeah, you're only moving like 10 minutes down the road.
That's not the point. And Marangiola continuing to serve following the timeout, but then sent back over by Lanacek. Had a little bit of a look on her face like, oh, I can't believe that actually worked. But it does. Another Calvert point. They lead by 11.
Lanacek is very expressive on that one. She'll give the face of, wow, that worked. Okay.
And Gioli keeps serving for Calvert. Wasserman first, a toucher for Old Fort. Sent back over. Mangiola digs it out wide, setting it up for Miller on the backside, and that one will go down as a Calvert point as Old Fort was able to keep it going for a little bit, but didn't have enough time to get that one over in three. Hits another point for Calvert, and
another assist for Emma White. She's at 5, 2 away from 2,600.
Mangiola keeps serving for Calvert, but that time will go a tad too strong for the service error. Point to the Stock Gators.
And once again, this is just me being slightly paranoid about this. I want to make sure we get it right. Just double-checking to make sure once again.
Musselhoff now serving for Old Fort. Blocked at the net that time was Lanacek by Wasserman. And that one will go down as an Old Fort point.
Now, Wasserman, definitely a talented player at the net. She does a lot of good things for this Old Fort squad.
White sets it up on the backside for Miller, but blocked again at the net. Miller somehow able to dive and send that back over to Old Fort, though. Wasserman tries to tap it over, blocked again by Lanacek, sent back over. As Emma White says, she hit it twice, and the referee agrees on the near side. That will be a Calvert point.
You know, it's one of the situations where if Emma White says it, you probably should just believe it.
Like some of the stories you hear about Ted Williams back in the day.
Calling the strikes or balls or saying something was fair or foul. Yeah, it's, if Ted Williams says it, you should probably believe it.
Heminger goes back to serve, but serves it into the net for the service error. Gives the point over to Old Fort. 17-7, your score here in set one. Calvert on top by 10, and make that 11 on another service error, this time coming from Old Fort.
Worth noting, seeing the two student sections here, Calvert's obviously a little bit bigger, but more importantly, the hot dog man is here once again for the student section.
You need to find out his name.
Yes, I do.
And that one will go down as an ace that time for Tiffin Calvert. Unable to dig that one out cleanly was Old Fort, and that was Emma White on the serve.
Just Emma White doing more Emma White things, I suppose.
19-7, your score here in set one. Emma White continues to serve for Calvert. Wasserman first to hit it. They set it up for Wasserman. Dug out by Rombach. White sets it up for Rombach on the near side. Dug on that time by Old Fort. Wasserman sends it over on the near side. Miller, accidental free ball, jousts the net back over to Calvert. Rombach cannot handle it. It'll be a double hit. That one will go against Calvert and a point for Old Fort.
You've got to give Old Fort a lot of credit here. I mean, it's been a bit of a runaway so far for Calvert, but they are certainly competing at the net with Calvert.
Angiola digs that one out after the Old Fort serve. Miller slams that one down on the near side with authority, and that one will be another Calvert point, now leading by 12.
25-99, now for Emma White. We are one away from her breaking 2,600, being the 30th player in the state of Ohio history to eclipse 2,600 assists.
Anna Miller now serving for Calvert. Wasserman sends it over for Old Fort. Diving attempt from Miller and White and Herb. Neither of them could dig that one up cleanly, so that one will go down as an Old Fort point. Now 20-9, your score here in set number one.
And a bit of a miscommunication there. I mean, hats off to Hannah Miller being able to dodge away from Emma White's hand. They nearly had a very nasty collision there.
Chris Wasserman serving now for Old Fort. White sets it up for Rombach, and that will do it. Not for the set, but that does get Emma White another assist. That will be 2,600 for her career.
One of 30 players in the history of volleyball in Ohio. That is an incredible feat. That is absolutely remarkable.
Olivia Miller now checks in to serve for Calvert. She'll be the one that digs this one out this time. White sets it up for Lanacek, and adding on to her assist number again will be White as she sets up Lanacek down the middle, 22-9, your score.
Now we're just on our way to 2,700 at this point. My goodness, what an incredible performance so far from Emma White.
Olivia Miller keeps serving for Calvert. Set up on the near side for Nusselhoff. Going to go a tad too strong, and no Calvert player able to even deflect it had they wanted to. 23-9 your score here in set number one.
And Calvert just rolling at this point. Complete control.
Olivia Miller keeps serving for Calvert. They send it back over now to the Senecas. White down the middle for Lanacek. Somehow diving save from Old Fort. Rombach sends it back over. Wasserman digs it up and hit it right into the top of the ceiling and comes down quicker than the Sockaders are used to. That will be a Calvert point. They now lead 24-9 in set one.
And one of the best defenders in the business, Calvert ceiling.
Miller keeps serving for Calvert, but this time goes into the net for the air, 24-10. Now your score, and want to remind you one more time, set number one brought to you by Bascom Communications. Bascom Communications, your local link to the world online at BascomTelephone.com. Audra Miller now serves for Old Fort. Hannah Miller sends it over, able to be dug out by Old Fort. They set it up for Wasserman, diving save from Heminger. It will be a closed fist attack against Calvert that will give the point to Old Fort. Even though, I will say, they definitely missed one against Old Fort a couple points back.
Yes, they did. I'll say they missed a blatant one earlier.
But Miller able to take advantage as unable to dig that one out is Heminger. That will go down as an ace for the Stockaders, 24-12 your score. Miller keeps serving for Old Fort. Rombach digs it up. White sets it up for Lanacek, and Lanacek will put an end to set number one here for Tiffin Calvert. They will take this one to 25-12. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back. Set number two here from Tiffin Calvert. You're listening to Calvert Volleyball and Classic at 967 WBVI.
Don't sit on the sidelines and let life pass you by. Take control of your health with the help of Grit Personalized Fitness and Training for all ages. Whether it's hiking, riding a bike, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids, Mitch Gardner and the fitness experts at Grit can help you strengthen your quality of life and wellness. Get toned, get fit, get healthy, and get your life back at Grit Personalized Fitness and Training, located in Body Works behind Ace Hardware on Market Street in Tiffin. Get Grit.
MJ Brown Construction Company is looking for highly motivated individuals to join their team. If you love working outdoors with a variety of different projects, then the MJ Brown Construction Company is the place for you. While working for the MJ Brown Construction Company, you'll learn skills that will last a lifetime. Call 419-447-5864 to schedule your interview and start your journey on a new career path today. MJ Brown Construction, a trusted company in business since 1939.
Roto-Rooter is always the first name you think of when you have problems with your sewer system or any other household drains. Tim Munger and Roto-Rooter will thoroughly clean your sewer system, sink, shower drains, and toilets. The Mungers have been serving the Fostoria and Seneca County area for over 60 years. Give Tim Munger a call at 419-435-3360. That's 419-435-3360 for all of your drain cleaning needs. And away go troubles down the drain.
Looking for a job? The Roby Corporation has several positions available. Seneca Millwork is looking for full and part-time general labor, starting at $16.26 an hour. Roby is also looking for general labor, seasonal summer help, customer service, building and grounds crew, and a local shuttle driver. They are also looking for OTR truck drivers. To apply, go to Roby.com and find career opportunities under the company tab. And for Seneca Millwork, go to SenecaMillwork.com. Come work for one of Northwest Ohio's best companies, privately held and family driven.
Getting ready for set number two from Tiffin Calvert High School. Your site for today's action in high school volleyball. The Tiffin Calvert Senecas hosting the Old Fort Stockaders. Calvert able to take set number one by a score of 25-12 as we ready for set number two here from Calvert Lance Morris, Matt Common. 51 Classic at 967 WBVI online through WBVI.com. And we got to see some history in set number one with Emma White getting to 2,600 assists. And we'll continue to add on to that number for the rest of the year.
Look, I mean, you mentioned it off air. She got close to 900 assists last year alone. It's conceivable that she can break 3,000 by the end of her career. I mean, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. She's really going to have to kind of take the lead in the assist game here, but she kind of does already.
That's what she does already, yes.
I mean, she broke it on assist number 7. She closed out that first set with 4 straight assists after that. I mean, she's incredibly talented. It's nice to see that her talent and her skill set are now historic in the state of Ohio.
Ready to go here in set number 2, and Cameron Tripp going to start that one off in style for the Senecas. They take the 1-0 lead.
And who was on the assist there?
Should I guess? I mean, I feel like it's not a good guessing game if I know the answer.
It's really not. It's a boring guessing game at that point.
Emma White now serving for Calvert with the 1-0 lead in set number 2. Heminger will dig that one out this time for Calvert. White sets it up for Miller. Miller's attack just too strong on the back line. That'll tie things up at 1-1 in set number 2.
So here's my question with a Hannah Miller strike and kill attempt. Do you think it's possible she could de-cleat someone who's unaware that that ball is coming?
Oh, absolutely. Heminger digs that one out for Calvert, but Shook unable to get it over off after the awkward set that time by White. So as much as we talk good about White, just a little off that time on that setup.
Yeah, it's a little bit delayed on that one.
Wasserman now serving for Oldfort. They set it up for Miller, able to tap that one over as she was able to finesse her wrists a little bit. I don't know how that was comfortable, but nonetheless able to get that over to tie this one up at 2s.
It doesn't necessarily need to be comfortable, it just needs to work. Well, that true. One definitely worked.
Anna Miller now goes back to serve for Calvert. Wasserman digs that one out for Oldfort. On back first to touch it for Calvert. They'll set it up for her on the back side. Her attack this time a little too strong. That'll go down as an old 4 point. They lead 3-2 in set number 2.
And I've seen a bit of a traditional thing here with Calvert, a little bit of miscommunication early in set number 2. They tend to come out a little slower in set 2.
Heminger digs that one out. Laney set up by White on the back side. Diving save from Wasserman. Back over now. Calvert set up White near side for Shook. Dug on that time by Oldfort. Set it up on the near side. They try to paint that corner, but just too strong on their attack as Heminger let that one go out of play wisely. So that will be a Calvert point that'll tie it up at 3-3 in set number 2, and that will send Olivia Miller, the sophomore, back to serve.
That's something that's worth mentioning with A.J. Heminger, just how court disciplined she is this season. It's really impressive.
Stover sends that one over, back over now to Oldfort. Wasserman attack blocked by Lanichek, but almost hit the net on the basketball hoop back there. So that one will be an old 4 point. 4-3, they lead in set number 2.
Like, if it goes into the basket, do they get any extra points? That was very close there.
I do not think that is how it works. Just going to go out on a limb with that.
Wouldn't that be cool if that's how it did work, though?
I think we would see a lot different efforts from players if that were to be the case. Woodall serving for Oldfort. That will go down as an ace as that was able to just find that back line for the Oldfort point.
Couldn't have been placed better on that one. That was an outstanding serve from Oldfort.
Woodall keeps serving for the Stockaders. Heminger digs it up. White sets it up for Lanichek down the middle. Diving save from Oldfort. They send it, try to send it back over, but blocked at the net from Lanichek and Laney, although I think the attack was a little short anyhow. That nonetheless will be a Calvert point.
It was a little short, but by the same token, once it hits that white area on the net, you can't guarantee it's going to stay on that side. So still good defense by Laney and Lanichek.
Pete Rombach now serving for Calvert. Miller digs that one up. They try to send it over on the free ball, but not going to have enough strength on that. So that'll go down as a Calvert point. Ties it up 5-5 in set number 2.
Now, will that give the ace to Rombach on that one?
If they don't ever get it over, yes.
No.
Rombach keeps serving, but that time goes right into the net for the air and gives the point over to Oldfort. 6-5, they lead here in set number 2 on the Roby Corporation scoreboard, celebrating over 60 years as a leading manufacturer in the commercial flooring industry. It'll be Emily Blankenship back to serve for Old Fort. Rombach digs it up. White sets it up for Lanacek. Blocked to the net, but falls right back on the Old Fort side for the Calvert point. Now tied up at sixes.
And that's just more the effort of Carolyn Lanacek there at the net. She's a sophomore, but you could make the argument she's one of the premier net defenders in the state of Ohio already.
Laura Mangiola back to serve for Calvert. Took out that time awkwardly, but they will be able to send it over as Wasserman gets it over. They set it up for Miller on the backside, tapping it over. Diving dig, awkwardly sent back over on an accidental free ball. Now back over for Miller. She puts it down, and it will be in on the near sideline for the Calvert point after a couple back and forth awkward volleys that were just able to find ways over the net. Calvert now takes a one-point lead.
Calvert starting to rally here. Nicely done by Old Fort. Had a three-point lead, but Calvert have not quit in this set.
Angiola now serving still for Calvert. They send it back over now to the Senecas. Rombach sets it up. White puts it over for her first Emma White special on the night, right in the middle of that defense for the kill for the senior.
Just does anyone do it better in the state? Just I'm asking that question.
Highly unlikely. Angiola keeps serving for Calvert. Blankenship digs it up. They set it up on the near side. Back over now to Calvert. White sends it over again, this time dug out by Old Fort. Down the middle attack. Dig from Heminger with one hand. Rombach sets it up for Miller. She's blocked to the net. It's sent right back over. Accidental free ball. Now back over to Calvert. Miller sends it over again. Dug out by Wasserman for Old Fort. They set it up for Wasserman on the near side, but her attack will go a tad too strong, but it's deflected off of a Calvert player for an Old Fort point.
You know, got to give a lot of credit there to junior hitter Olivia Jones. She just was absolutely holding court down there at the net. Everything that Miller and them were trying to get over, she was just swatting right back at them. Outstanding effort.
White sets it up for Lanacek. Lanacek puts that one down on the near side for the Calvert points. 9-7. Calvert leads here in set number two. Want to take this time to remind you, set number two is brought to you by Grit. Grit will help you find the strength and courage to become the best version of you. Located behind Ace Hardware, inside BodyWorks 24-hour fitness of Tiffin. Sent right back down by Cameron Shook after the accidental free ball. Calvert now a three-point lead in set number two.
A simple answer is if you give Calvert a free ball, they're going to execute with extreme prejudice at that point. It is remarkable how efficient they are on free balls.
Heminger keeps serving for Calvert. They set it up for Jones, but Jones' attack won't get over the net for the Calvert point. And now that will lead to a timeout taken on the Old Fort side. Calvert leading by four here in set number two. We'll step aside for a quick timeout on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI.
Premier Bank is powered by people. People like our proud and strong and wonderfully one-of-a-kind customers who trust us with their dreams and goals. People like our attentive employees who listen and collaborate to consistently deliver the best customer service in the business. People like those in our community who help us make the places we call home as strong as they can possibly be. People like you who we look forward to connecting with at yourpremierbank.com. Premier Bank, powered by people. Member FDIC.
Emergency care just got faster. With our Bluffton Hospital Emergency Room Promise, patients will see a physician within 20 minutes of registration. Our team is dedicated to providing the right care in the right place at the right time. We know life can be hectic, and we want to make ER care convenient for your busy schedule. Remember our Bluffton Hospital Emergency Room Promise. Patients will see a physician within 20 minutes of registration. Bluffton Hospital. We're here for you.
11-7, your score in set number two. Calvert leading in this one in set number two. Also took set number one, 25-12. Lance Morris, Matt Common with you on Classic. It's 96-7. Calvert Volleyball hosting Old Fort here today. Reggie Heminger keeps serving for Calvert after the timeout, but won't serve anymore after Jones able to send that one over for Old Fort right in the middle of the Seneca's defense. 11-8, now your score in set number two.
Outstanding effort there doing the Emma White special on the set to try and make an attack on that middle part of the court.
Miller slams that one down with authority on the assist from Emma White. Back to a four-point lead for Calvert.
And 14 assists now on the game for Emma White. A little side note, during the timeout, the hot dog guy and the dinosaur guy for Old Fort did a cartwheel battle. It was magnificent.
Old Fort able to get that one back over. Heminger sets it up backside for Miller. It looks like they'll get a net violation against Oldfort for the Calvert point. Now a 5-point lead for the Senecas.
Yeah, and this is where Calvert really needs to pull away here in this match. You started off a little slow. You're getting ahead of steam. Now's the time to really put this thing away.
White now serving for Calvert. Wasserman sending it over for Oldfort. White sets it up on the backside that time, and Rombach sends that one down for the Calvert point. Now a 6-point lead for the Senecas here in set number two.
And make that assist number 15 on the night for Emma White.
And worth noting, and it's, we got about the same number of people we typically have, as I'll say, after this point, as White keeps serving for Calvert. Silver sends it back over. White sending it up now. Backside for Miller. Attack row too strong. That'll go down as an old 4-point, 5-point lead now for Calvert. And what I wanted to say is there's definitely a bigger energy in here than we've had the last couple of times. I don't know if it's just the student section being louder or what it is, but there's definitely a vibe in here.
Yeah, there's definitely a much better energy in here right now.
It looks like we'll get another net violation against Oldfort. Their second one in the last few points. That'll give it back over now to Calvert. Kate Laney checking in for Mara Mangioli on the Calvert side. 15-9, your score in set two.
The other thing to keep in mind, it's conference play, a local down-the-street rival, but this is also where Calvert really starts to pick up steam and becomes that playoff contender. So no surprise that's a little different energy.
Shook puts that one through after the block falls back on the Oldfort side for a Calvert point, and that'll be another timeout to be taken on the Oldfort side. 16-9 is your score here in set number two. Lance Morris, Matt Common with you on Classic Hits 96.7. WBVI online through WBVI.com. Calvert took set number one in this one 25-12, and now currently with another lead in set number two.
Yeah, I'm just kind of paying attention right now to the energy and the vibe that's in this gym. It's different. Like, you really hit the nail on the head. There is just a distinctly different energy right now between these fan bases, but also down on the court. I mean, Calvert, that sometimes during this year we've seen them kind of play a little bit loose. This is more of a, we're here to get the job done, get in, get out, do our thing kind of attitude right now. And it's been impressive. It's been very, very impressive to see from them.
Well, I think worth noting, the last match we had here that at least we were here for was that Hopewell-Loudon match a few weeks ago back at this point. And I don't know if it was maybe Hopewell-Loudon was just that defeated coming into that one, so maybe their section didn't bring it, but we've heard some good things from the student section we've seen today from Oldfort.
Oh, absolutely.
Miller now serving, but that one will go down as an ace for the junior, as unable to dig that out cleanly would be a couple players from Oldfort. Now 17-9, Calvert leads in set two.
And just more of Hannah Miller just proving that she is a totally complete player as a junior already.
Miller keeps serving for Calvert. Miller sets it up on the backside for Wasserman. Blocked to the net. Back over now to Calvert. White sets it up for Rombach. Blocked to the net. Still on the Oldfort side. Wasserman sends it over. Just too strong on the back line. And that'll be a Calvert point. Now a 9-point lead for the Senecas. Worth noting, as we mentioned, Hopewell-Loudon, happy they were able to find a game. They're going to head on down to Vandalia Butler for their matchup tomorrow night. But that one will go into the net for the air against Miller.
Vandalia Butler, that's just a great venue. Such a nice venue. We had such a good time down there for the state semifinals and championship.
Andre Miller now serving for Oldfort. Rombach set up for White and puts that one down on the back line for the Calvert point. Back to a 9-point lead for the Senecas. Caroline Lanacek checking back in, as will Olivia Miller. Out go Shook and Heminger for the Senecas. And it was just interesting to watch that exchange between Lanacek and Heminger, as we'll talk after this point. As that one is hit off of the ceiling, but still able to get it back over on the free ball now to Calvert. White sets it up for Laney. Deflected. Will they send it over for the free ball? Yes, they do. Diving save. A diving attempt. Lanacek able to put it back over for another Calvert point. And sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, as we saw right there. But Matt, as I wanted to say before the action resumed, typically the players jump for each other, but really Lanacek has to like lean down for Heminger because of the size difference.
There is a distinct size difference. This is true.
Olivia Miller still serving for Calvert after a couple of volleys. White sends it over, and that'll be another kill for the senior. And she doesn't line up the kills with power like that too often, but when she does, it tends to work.
There's a reason she was first team All-Ohio. It's as simple as that.
Libby Miller keeps serving for Calvert. Now an 11-point lead in set number two. Blocks of the net. Back over to Oldfort. They try to send it over for the free ball. They're unsuccessful in that attempt. Another point for Calvert. They add on to their lead here in set number two. Want to take a quick chance to remind you, set number two brought to you by Grit. Grit will help you find the strength and courage to become the best version of you. Continuing to serve is Olivia Miller for Calvert. Back over to the other side after the serve. Vanacek set up on the backside and puts that one down in the middle once again for another Calvert point. 23-10 and leading the second set.
Going back to that really impressive, like, high one that Vanacek got, you said sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Lots of sports people out there will tell you you're only lucky when you are actually good as well.
Blocked back over to Oldfort. Miller sets it up for Wasserman. The Wasserman can't quite get it over. Even if she had, Vanacek was about to slam that one down anyway. 1 point away, Calvert is from taking set two.
Yeah, we haven't seen too many Vanacek slamachecks in this game. It's been mostly her just doing it on the strikes and the kills.
Libby Miller keeps serving for Calvert. Wasserman digs it out. They set it up backside. Rombach first to hit it. White down the middle for Vanacek, and Vanacek puts that one down once again for the Calvert point and kill. They take set number two by a score of 25-10. With that, we'll step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, start of set number three here from Tiffin Calvert on your home for Calvert Volleyball Classic. It's 96.7 WBBI.
Did you know that flushable wipes are not flushable? It may say on the package that wipes are okay to flush, but they're not. Wipes can clog plumbing in your home and in septic and sewer systems. At the Northwestern Water and Sewer District, we know this firsthand by the number of wipes we have cleaned out of our pumps, screens, and everywhere in between. Do your pipes a favor and do not flush wipes. A message from the Northwestern Water and Sewer District.
Welcome to Big B Coffee, your home away from home that picks you up and leaves you in a better mood than when you arrived. No matter who you are, we know we'll have a drink for you, and her, and him. You see, here at Big B, we can customize our drinks for each person. Dairy or no dairy, coffee or no coffee, we've got you covered, hot, iced, or frozen. Big B Coffee is one of a kind, just like you.
With locations on Tiffin Avenue and Trenton Avenue in Findlay to serve you.
Schaefer's has been committed to providing superior products to farmers since 1839. In everything they do, their goal is simple: to give customers exceptional products that provide superior results they can depend on every time. This philosophy holds true in their line of Schaefer's crop enhancement products. Each and every Schaefer's product has been field tested and shown to provide significant benefits to the farmer. Give Gary Borowitz a call today at 419-262-8798 and put Schaefer crop enhancements to work for you.
Frickin' football is here. Frickers has the games on all the screens and you score with savings. Enjoy your favorite ice-cold domestic draft personal pitchers for only $6.50. A 48-ounce personal pitcher for only $6.50. And enjoy a plate of your favorite frickin' nachos for just $7. Take your frickin' pick. Frickin' chicken nachos, Mississippi barbecue nachos, or Nacho Supreme, only $7. This season, don't just be a football fan, be a
Nacho fan.
At the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Getting ready to start set number three from Tiffin Calvert High School. Calvert taking the first two sets, winning 25-12, then 25-10. Lance Morris, Matt Cowman with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI. The Calvert Seneca's hosting the Old Fort Stockaders. Just about ready for set number three here from Tiffin Calvert.
Calvert definitely pulling away, looking to be a straight set win on this one. But the key is they got to come out fast on this third set. It's the don't give a little bit of breathing room here. You come out, you fire on all cylinders, get this thing done, and definitely bring home the W.
Emma White to start this one off serving for Calvert. They try to send it over on their own Emma White special attempt. White will end up sending it over, and actually a little awkward on the kill attempt, but it was awkward to the point it was right where no one for Old Fort was. Calvert with a 1 point lead.
Hey, that works. That's exactly as they drew it up, I'd imagine.
White now goes back to continue serving for Calvert. Wasserman first to hit it for Oldfort, set it up backside for Jones. Heminger digs it up for Calvert. White sending it up for Shook. A little awkward, but they still get it over. Wasserman tries to send it over. Heminger able to get it over. Back over to Miller, but she's blocked at the net that time by Olivia Jones. Better go down as a point for Old Fort. Ties it up here in set three.
Oh, Olivia Jones, I mean, coming into tonight, had 42 blocks. She's got to be well over that at this stage. But really has had a good night at the net.
Heminger digs that one out for Calvert. White sets it up for Shook. Awkward attempt. Will they get it over on the free ball? Yes, they will. Diving save for Mangiola. Set it up for Miller. Miller slams that one down for the Calvert kill. Emily Blankenship unable to dig that one out for Old Fort.
And great cross-court kill there from Hannah Miller. I mean, she always hits with such power, but when she can get it tight along that angle along the net, it's almost undefendable.
And he checks in for Mangiola. Hannah Miller back to serve for Calvert. They set it up backside for Wasserman. She's able to put that one through the Calvert's defense for the Old Fort point. And worth noting, with now Grace Wasserman going back to serve for Old Fort, and the Grit team actually works exclusively with Old Fort as some of their strength and conditioning coaches, and Wasserman is one of their leading clients as well. Wasserman now will be the first to dig that one out after their volley. They actually send it over back to Calvert for the free ball. They set it up for Rombach. Diving save from Old Fort. They send it back over, back again to Calvert. White down the middle for Shook, and Shook puts that one down finally for the Calvert's point as they now retake the lead in set number three, 3-2.
And you know what? Good on Grit. I mean, Wasserman definitely showing off some strength and some great athletic ability so far in this match. And again, we're just happy to have the Fasonis as some of our sponsors here.
Olivia Miller now back to serve for Calvert. The lead by one here in set three. They set it up for Wasserman down the middle, and Miller digs it out, but digs it out right into the top of the arena and comes down quicker than she anticipated. So for one time, and actually might be the first time all season, that the home court advantage doesn't work in favor of Calvert, works against them.
Yeah, it's a very rare occurrence. They're much, much better equipped to handle this low ceiling.
Andrew Miller now serving for Olfer. Rombach puts that one through, and the line judge literally says, "I don't know," but it ends up being a Calvert point. So,
I mean,
I'm not the best at reading lips. I could read lips that time. He said, "I don't know."
Well, he also put the flag up next to him and just kind of shook his head. Yeah, I don't know.
Rombach now serving for Calvert, and that'll go down as an ace. Andre Miller unable to dig that one up for Old Fort. 5-3, Calvert now leads in set three.
Calvert starting to pull away here. This is what you want to see from the number two team in the state, that they can really pull away when the moment calls for it.
Accidental free ball sent over. Lanacek along with White send it over, but ending up the tad too strong on the attack. That'll go down as an error, gives the point and possession back to Old Fort.
Tell you what, that line judge isn't going to miss a single one the rest of the way out after that "I don't know" that he just had.
Woodall now back to serve for Old Fort. Heminger digs it up. They set it up for Laney. She taps it over. Accidental free ball. White sends it back over, but blocked at the net by Old Fort, but blocked so well it went out of play. Point to Calvert.
Yeah, definitely good blocks. I mean, you got to say for Old Fort, even though it's been mostly Calvert rolling in this one tonight, there's been some really impressive play at different points from this Stockade volleyball team.
Mara Mangiola back to serve for Calvert. The lead 6-4 in set number three. Old Fort sets it up for Jones, but attack will be a tad off that time as Jones, I think, mistimed her jump a little bit. That'll be a Calvert point.
Yeah, Jones definitely mistimed the jump. It's also worth noting for Jones, she is a junior. She is a very, very tall young woman down there. You can tell there's a little bit still growing into the frame as well.
And Joey keeps serving for Calvert. Wasserman sends that one over with authority, but Heminger able to dig it up. White sends it over that time. Diving save from Old Fort. They tap it back over. Rombach digs it up. White setting it up for Miller. Miller sets it back over. Grace Wasserman now sending it back over. Heminger digs it up for Calvert. Rombach for Miller on the back side. Puts that one down and in on the near side for the Calvert point. 8-4 to Seneca's lead in set number three.
And once again, just you can't defend against Hannah Miller when she's able to go cross court close to the net like she has on the last couple kills.
Mangiola back to continue serving for Calvert. That time will go into the net for the air point over to Old Fort.
You get those every now and then with Calvert. They're few and far between, but they do send a few service errors into the net here and there.
Maddie Nesselhoff now serving for Old Fort. Lanacek sends it over. Now over to Old Fort. Jones gets that one through the defense. Set up for Miller backside. That time just a tad too strong on the near side. That one will be an Old Fort point. 8-6, your score in set number three.
That's a little too strong, as we do have conference. I'll say it in a minute.
It'll be Miller sending it over, but then the deflection hits off of the antenna on the far side on the Old Fort attack. Calvert gets the point. They lead by three in the third set.
According to Kevin Rinneman, it is Hunter
Kevin Rinneman, the media guy here.
Hunter Yackel, a.k.a. the Wicked Weeder.
I will never forget that now in my entire life.
I'll be calling that every time we broadcast a game now for Calvert.
Now we have to do more Calvert baseball this
year.
Yes,
we do.
As they now even confirm with us. That's why you ask these questions.
It is. That is why.
10-6 is your score. Calvert now serving. Washington sends it over to Calvert on the free ball. Miller slams that one down on the near sideline with power. 11-6. Calvert leads in the third set.
And now we're back to the actual game itself. Just you're seeing Hannah Miller take this on her own and kind of pull away here.
Just think, that hot dog could be homecoming king.
He was the Iron Worker player of the game last week against Fremont St. Joe, too.
Calvert sending it over after the volley. Angiola wisely lets that one go, even though she did want to get to it, but just kind of ran out of real estate on the near side. But that one will be a Calvert point, and Old Fort will take their first timeout of set number three. 12-6, your score here in set number three. Reminder that today's third set brought to you by Wilson Tire. Find them in Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Online at wilsontires.com. Lance Morris, Matt Cobman with you on Classic at 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. So, Matt, you mentioned it and talked about it a little bit, but you mentioned Hunter Yackel was your Ironworkers player of the game last week in that Saturday night affair for Calvert when they took on Fremont St. Joe. I saw the tweets. I saw that much of it. But what exactly were some of the things you saw from Calvert after we hadn't seen them in more than a month since that week one game?
So I'll tell you what. They've definitely found that identity. They were able to pick apart through some quick passes. They did get the passing game going. But really, it was that defensive line, the part that we thought was going to be good for them at the start of the year against Mohawk, where they kind of struggled in that matchup. They really came on strong against Fremont St. Joe. I mean, the defense was lights out. You had back-to-back pick sixes, which was impressive. Hunter Yackel, a.k.a. the Wicked Wiener down there, actually had an 100-yard pick six in his matchup, so in that game in particular. So that really just the defense has become much more opportunistic and way more capable of being able to deliver key plays when they need to. So I think Calvert football is in good hands going forward. They seem to have figured out what they want to be for the season.
Ready to go after the timeout. Cameron Shook sends that one back over. If Old Fort gets it over, they will be lucky to do so. They will not be able to do so even on an attempted free ball. That will give another point over to Calvert. 13-6, Seneca's lead here in set number three.
All right, so now the dinosaur guy is over with Hunter Yackel. This is confusing. Can't team up like that.
I mean, it almost sounds like that guy's pulling a Kevin Durant as that one is in on the outside side. That time for Calvert. They add on their lead now 14-6.
And Calvert again really pulling away. And we really didn't expect much different than that tonight.
And that's been one thing that Calvert has done, as I'll say it after Heminger serves, is that one is dug out by Old Fort. They send it back over. White, awkward setup that time, but won't be able to send that one over to any of her teammates. That one will fall for an Old Fort point. 14-7 is your score. And that's one thing Calvert has taken advantage of. Even when Old Fort has called timeouts, Old Fort hasn't been able to get anything going out of the timeouts.
Correct. That's really been the thing that's made the difference tonight.
Shook sends that one back over now. Washington slams that one down on the near side for the Old Fort kill, and the senior able to try and get something going now for Old Fort, cuts down the deficit.
And that kill brought to you by Grit. That was a very powerful hit from Wasserman.
Armbach digs that one out for Calvert. White sends it over, but Jones blocks it right back over. Miller able to get that one through the defense, dug out by Old Fort. Wasserman taps it over, diving attempt from Brownback and Miller, neither able to dig it up cleanly. Another point for Old Fort.
And this is the part I always pay attention to with the teams that go against Calvert. When it's starting to get out of reach, whether or not they give up or if they keep getting after it. This Old Fort team, they have not thrown in the towel at all.
They set it up for Cameron Shook, dug out by Old Fort. They set it up for Wasserman, blocked to the net by White and Shook. Miller ends up sending it back over. White sets it up on the backside for Miller, blocked to the net, back over to Calvert. Miller then sends it right back over. And Old Fort sends it right back over to Calvert. Shook taps it back over. And that one will finally go down as a Calvert point on a couple different dives from each team. Calvert ends up pulling away in that set.
Very nice job, the volley, as the dinosaur runs cross court to get back to the Old Fort side now.
And he tried to pick a good time, but he still did not.
Yeah, there's no opportune time to run cross court in a volleyball match.
Emma White now serving for Calvert. Mangiola diving dig. Set it up for Rombach. Able to put that one through, but still saved by Old Fort. They'll send it over on the free ball. Mangiola digs it up. White sets it up for Rombach, but Rombach missed time. Per jump on the near side that time. That'll go down as an Old Fort point.
That's another situation with Rombach where you see the angle is a little bit off when she's trying to go at the net. It's nothing bad. It's very correctable. She's extremely talented in every other facet. That may just be her one weakness, though.
Shook puts that one down for the Calvert point off the assist from Emma White, right in the middle of that Old Fort defense. 6-point lead for Calvert, 16-10 in set number three.
On a side note, that's unofficially I have as the third assist for Emma White this set, 20 on the game.
Kenny Miller now back to serve for Calvert. Langchip digs it up for Old Fort. Wasserman taps it over, Heminger first to hit it for Calvert. Near side attack, Laney, but blocked right back over to Calvert. Heminger diving save. White sends it back over now to Old Fort. Wasserman taps it back over, diving attempt, but unable to get to that one will be Heminger. That'll be another Old Fort point. Cuts it up, set back to five.
And Old Fort continuing to hang tough. We've seen some good play at the net from them once again.
Wasserman now back to serve for Old Fort. Miller digs it up. White sets it up near side for Rombach, and this time Rombach able to put that one through as it hits the Calvert seal on the opposite side of the court in between the free throw line and that back volleyball line, cutting through the middle of the key.
And just another great setup there by Emma White. Outstandingly done, and just great hit on the kill.
Olivia Miller now in to serve for Calvert. Stover sends it through, and Planacek deflected it, trying to block it, but deflected it out of bounds on her side of the floor. That'll be an Old Fort point.
Extremely rare moment where you see Carolyn Landicek not get a good angle at the net on a deflection.
Andre Miller now to serve for Old Fort. Heminger digs it up. White sets it up for Landicek. Landicek this time puts that one right down in the middle of the defense for the Calvert point.
That was definitely a Landicek slam-a-check there.
You definitely get that one in if you can.
Of course.
Okay, Rombach now serving for Calvert. Wasserman sends it back over. Lanacek again. Back-to-back slam-a-checks for Lanacek.
Look at you joining in on that one. Attaboy. Sometimes I come up with good phrases.
Sometimes.
The Emma White special, the slam-a-check. I'm pretty pleased with myself so far.
Rombach a little too strong on that serve. That one will go out as an error. Cuts the deficit back to six now for Old Fort. As Jaslyn Woodall back to serve again for Old Fort. Rombach diving dig. White sends it over on her own with the left hand. Jones blocked at the net. Back over to Old Fort. Is in it back over. Blocked again by Lanacek. This time it gets through. White sets it up for Lanacek. And third straight kill for the sophomore. Back to a 7-point lead now for Calvert.
And this is what Lanacek does. I mean, we've seen this multiple matches throughout this year already where we get towards the closeout section of set three. Lanacek just somehow hits another gear. And as a sophomore, that is incredible.
Mangiola now back to serve for Calvert after checking in for Kate Laney. Wasserman sends it over, but too strong on the far side. That'll go down as a Calvert point. Their lead up to eight, and now Old Fort will take their final timeout here tonight. We'll take a timeout right along with them on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
The Ohio Automotive Supply Company in Findlay is your locally owned NAPA dealer. They carry a complete selection of auto and heavy-duty truck parts, nationally known and locally owned. Ohio Automotive Supply Company. Stop Do you need brakes, hoses, belts, or filters for your car or truck? Go to your Napa Parts experts with over 100 years of combined service. Ohio Automotive Supply Company on West Main Cross in Findlay, in business since 1945.
Are you thinking about new flooring for your home? Snyder's Floor Covering Outlet in Bettsville is here for you. You can either come to our store or they can bring the samples to you. With many new carpet and vinyl styles and colors in stock, Snyder's also offers 12-month financing and no charge measuring and estimates. Call today, 986-5599. That's 986-5599. Stop in and see our newly renovated showroom. Thank you for continuing to support Snyder's Floor Covering. Snyder's Floor Covering. No job too big or too small. Snyder's does it all.
Continuing action after the timeout, and that'll go down as another kill. That's now mark at four straight points for the Calvert sophomore and Caroline Olanicek. 22-13, Calvert leads here in set three, trying to take this one in straight sets.
You know, we've talked about a couple times in the past few weeks who's going to be the closer for this Calvert team. Well, Caroline Olanicek certainly playing the part right now.
Angiola keeps serving for Calvert. She'll go and dig that one up. Olanicek, five straight kills for the sophomore. She puts that one down on the back line. Now a 10-point lead for Calvert.
So is there going to be some conversation at some point about Carolyn Olanicek probably going to be first-team All-Ohio as a sophomore the way she's playing this year?
I sure hope so. Mangiola keeps serving for Calvert. Wasserman sends it over for Oldfort. Heminger digs it up. White sets it up on her own. And that one will go as an Emma White special to make it just 1 point away for Calvert, taking this in straight sets.
Yeah, this has just been an absolutely dominant performance from Calvert.
Got a wave going here.
Hunter Yackel's leading a wave.
Okay. Angiola keeps serving for Calvert. Jones sends it over after the awkward dig, but she'll send it right towards the Calvert bench, and that will do it. 25-13 is your score, as Calvert will take this one in straight sets here tonight as the fans get their wave on. Hunter Yankel actually runs across the gym in an effort to get the wave going through this entire gymnasium. That's quite the way to end it here on a straight set win today for Calvert.
Yeah, I mean, you end it with an error from Oldfort. This hit way too hard on that one, but a good match all the same. Definitely some very impressive things you could take away from Oldfort in this match tonight, but God, this Calvert team is just so God bless it stacked from top to bottom. They really are. I mean, you look, I mean, final stat line for Emma White, at least on the assist side of things, she finished with 25 assists. They only scored 75, but she accounted for 33% of the points being set up in this game, which is just incredible.
And that's probably below average for
a game. Honestly, she had a bit of an off game when it comes to assists tonight.
I mean, it's not even that she had an off game. It's just between errors and blocks that there just wasn't as many opportunities.
Well, no, that's what I'm getting at. On paper, it's, she had a bit of an off night
tonight,
but it's still an incredible night. Olanicek had the last 5 points that Calvert got before that error at the end. Hannah Miller had a couple aces. She had some great cross-court strikes. And this team is just so top to bottom talented. You're really hard pressed to find anyone that can suggest otherwise. And I'll just call it as it is. The fact that New Bremen's undefeated, that is the only rational reason I can think of that Calvert's not ranked number one in the state of Ohio for Division IV. And personally, if I'm Calvert, I take that personally. Because you beat New Bremen.
I took that personally.
Yeah. Full Michael Jordan. I took that personally. You are clearly the best team in the state of Ohio for Division IV.
Let's call a spade a spade. They've ended each other's seasons each of the last 3 years.
They have.
That's highly likely to be what happens again this year.
Yeah, whether it's in the districts on their way to states, the state semifinal, or state finals
itself. It just depends how everything's regioned this year.
Yeah, just completely.
Because two times it was in the state final. Year in between, it was in the regionals.
Yeah, just completely contingent on how they get spaced out this year and get districted and bracketed, all that fun stuff. But the facts are, that's probably going to be your real state final. Whether it happens in the state finals or not remains to be seen. But, I mean, just this Calvert team, top to bottom, so incredibly talented. Really talked about a little bit during the pregame, but it bears reiterating that there's 13 players on the active roster that we have here. Any one of these 13, I think, would be one of the top three or four players on any other team in the region, if not the state. I mean, Carolyn Lanacek is a sophomore. I would put her on any of these teams, and she'd become the number one player on the team by a wide margin. It's just that the level of depth and talent that this Calver team has just sets them up so nicely for a second half run and a very, very deep playoff run, as in winning the states. It's just as simple as that. And looking at Old Fort, same token, I mean, they have the great misfortune of having to play against Calvert in the conference, and most likely in that region or whenever it gets broken down, they'll end up playing each other pretty early on. But this is a pretty talented-looking young team as well. They got some good players, some good hitters. And, I mean, Olivia Jones definitely impressed. Audra Miller had a pretty decent game as well. And then there's just some good talent on this roster that makes them a competitive team too. So, great match. Kind of exactly what we were expecting to see end up being the result in the straight set win for Calvert. And got to congratulate the history maker tonight with Emma White, 30th player in the state of Ohio history for volleyball to eclipse 2,600 career assists. And she did that in the first set on her seventh assist. So for anyone listening at home, if you want to keep track, it's in that first set, or if you want to catch the recording later on, it was in that first set that she broke through to 2,600. But just an impressive display, impressive career, and it's only going to keep going from there with this team.
That'll just about do it for us here tonight. Big thanks to Tyler Reen. We're back at the Tri-County Broadcasting Studios doing, of course.
Oh, he did the Lord's work once again, although he keeps playing some bumpers that get on my nerves. Though he does it on purpose. He has admitted to that. He totally confesses that he does it on purpose, but we still love Ty Guy. He does a great job.
And looking ahead to our next Calvert volleyball match here on our airwaves, we'll have a bit of a lull. We won't see them again until October the 5th when they take on Hopewell Loudoun. That one will take place in Bascom for that matchup. But then the following night, we will be back at my old stomping grounds when they take on Division I St. Ursula on Wednesday, October 6th. Then the week later is when they take on what may ultimately actually end up being their biggest test on the season when they take on currently unbeaten Division III Liberty Benton.
That should make for some great matches towards the back half of the season for them. Just to call it as it is, the way the season shook out, I wouldn't think it'd be outrageous if they drop one of those two between St. Ursula versus Liberty Benton, and you go into the tournament with two losses on the record, and everyone's going to be questioning, like, judging them, and just scorching the earth on their way to a state title at that point. It should make for a thrilling back half of the year, and, you know, as the exclusive broadcast partner of Calvert Volleyball, we're very happy that we get to do it. I mean, they gave us swag today. We got really nice shirts today from the volleyball team. So we're happy to tag along with them, and they're making it fun every step of the way.
Again, your final, Calvert winning this one in straight sets today over Old Fort. That'll do it for us here tonight. We'll be back in a little more than a week, about closer to 2 weeks, for more Tiffin Calvert volleyball again here on Classic Hits 96.7 WBBI. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Come on, let's go!
Let's go! Go!
Yes, it's time to go.
You've been listening to Tiffin Calvert volleyball on Classic Hits 96.7.